Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the tall house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Gook all by himself. Mr. Gook arrived home from the office only a few moments ago, and he's settling himself in his easy chair preparatory to all but hear the voice from the kitchen. Listen.
Dick?
Yes?
I was over at Donnelly's. Sorry, I come up the alley and hurried home to catch you before you went away again.
I'm not going away again.
Hey, Gilda?
Yes.
I never knew anybody was home.
Come down here, Rush. Want to speak to you.
Okay.
Dick, I'm going to Dwight tomorrow.
Miss Gook?
Miss Apparat, driving up in the car first thing in the morning, invited me to come along.
You like Dwight. Uh-huh. One of the geographical showplaces of the United States, Dwight. Dwight is a grassy jewel set in a silver necklace of woody gold.
We're leaving at 5 o'clock.
Yes, early?
Yeah, because Miss Apparat has to be back by noon. Now, listen, if I go, there's 1,001 things you and Russia have to take care of for me.
I believe I have the sense of responsibility required to faithfully discharge
anything.
I didn't know anybody was home.
We both just now got here.
Life works out funny sometimes. Here I was up in my solitary chamber. Suddenly the sound of human
voices. Get pencil and paper out of the library table drawer before you sit down.
Okay.
You will be going to work in the morning, same as usual, won't you?
Unless I passed away during the night.
Well, there'll be some little things you'll have to handle over your office telephone then, I guess. Rush, bring 2 pencils. One for you and one for your father.
I don't seem to be able to locate anything.
Oh, there's 1,000 there.
Yeah, but none got any points on. Guess I'll have to get a
razor. Well, feel underneath my writing tablet there. You see my silver pencil with the ribbon on. Doug's probably got a pencil of his own in his pocket.
As a matter of fact, I only got 8.
But what are we going to do, Ma?
Miss Apparat's taking me for a lovely ride to Dwight tomorrow.
Yeah?
So you and Gov will have to keep the ranch going till I get back. You got any special plans for in the morning?
Rooster Davis and myself sort of halfway intend to hop on our bicycles.
Yeah. Well, you'll have time to work some play in.
Here's a piece of paper, Gov.
Okay.
What time are you leaving, Mom?
Awful early. 5 o'clock.
What's the idea?
Miss Apparat's got to be back by noon.
What you going to do in Dwight?
Oh, I'm just going to the lovely spin. Miss Apparat's got business with a man. Has to give him the deed to a house.
Just hand him the deed to the house?
Yeah. Hey, don't draw pictures on him.
I'm making a combination kangaroo and porch swing.
Well, that's supposed to be your memorandum pad. And I want you to take down the different items careful so you'll be sure to get them straight.
Okay. True.
Well, if Miss Apparat just has to hand the man the deed to the house, why don't she mail it?
I don't know, I'm sure.
Person can stick a document in the envelope and our United States Postal System will
get it. Miss Apparat's business, not mine. I'm thankful for the nice ride. Paper stays fair and warmer for tomorrow, and it'll be a real treat for me. Now, the first thing, Dick, is me getting up in the morning.
5 o'clock, huh?
4 o'clock. You leave at 5.
Well, I can't understand why you're leaving so early.
Miss Apparat's got to be back by noon.
Well, Dwight's less than 40 miles away. You could walk up and walk back if you left at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I don't know. I'm not running this shebang. Don't quit picking flaws. Dick, how about me getting up in the morning?
Oh, you got that down.
You got what down?
How about you getting up in the morning?
You mean you got it written down on your piece of paper? Why?
You give me a memorandum pad, told me to jot down the different items.
Oh, for goodness sake, let's quit playing around. I want you and Rush to get all this straight.
Yeah,
I know. And I want to tell you the things you have to do while they're fresh in my head.
Right.
Telephone Miss Brighton and... Now, wait. Let's get it understood about me getting up in the morning.
Right.
You think I'd better allow myself a full hour and set the alarm for 4?
Depends
on... You see, Miss Apparat's going to come by and honk about 4:45.
4:45?
Yes.
Well, tell her not to honk too loud. At 4:45 in the morning, I'm generally in the land of dreams. And it would be a great shock to my nervous system if the automobile partner...
Half an hour would be enough. Tonight, before I go to bed, I can lay out what I'm going to wear and so on. I thought my little blue with the cape...
Uh-huh.
That looks kind of automobilish and nice.
Uh-huh. Little blue cape.
What you writing it down for?
I was under the impression...
Oh, now, quit fiddling, Dick. Plain. Yes, I guess a half an hour will give me enough time. See, I can hop in my clothes and have a cup of coffee, but... Oh, right, before I forget. The coffee man comes tomorrow. Tell him not to leave any this time.
What if I don't see him?
You'll see him. Generally shows up at the back door Saturday mornings just to 10 o'clock or in around through there.
What if I'm not home at 10 o'clock or in around
through? Well, run over to Miss Donahue's after a while and ask her to tell him. He comes up the alley from Kelsey Street and stops in at her house first. Don't forget, now.
No. And to be 100% on the safe side, I'll make a note of it.
4:30 then, huh, Biff?
What do you mean?
I'll get up at 4:30. Give me a whole half hour to get myself ready and drink a little coffee. Now, how about that beast of an alarm?
Wait.
A person can never depend on it.
I thought I fixed that.
You fixed it, so it won't work. Suppose I better borrow Miss Donahue?
Yeah, or else buy a new one down at the drugstore. For less than a dollar, they got high-grade alarm clocks to keep.
Yeah, yeah. Write that down, son. Alarm clock.
Alarm clock. One.
Tell you what some of the guys at the plant do say when they want to get up early, I mean. They have Ed Weenie, their night watchman, ring them up on the telephone.
Oh, no sense bothering him.
Ed wouldn't mind.
No. Central might think it was funny.
Why?
Oh, man, telephoning his girl in the middle of the night.
Central would
know. Well, the alarm clock ought to work, and I'll set our old one, too, to be safe. Now, about your boys' meals tomorrow. I'll set out the breakfast things tonight and have your cereal on the stove. All you'll have to do will be to light the jet. And at noon, I was thinking maybe you better eat at the cafeteria. They got good, substantial food there. Select meat and potatoes. And, Vic, don't let Rush fill up on strawberry shortcake and stuff.
Okay.
You'll be home at noon, won't you, Mom?
Oh, that's right. I will. I forgot.
Well, maybe you'll be tired from your journey and won't want it for
dinner. Oh, no, I can fix a little dinner. Got lots in the pantry. All right, now, son, you got your pencil ready?
Uh-huh.
Write down, call Miss Brighton and tell her Mama can take the ladies Tuesday.
What time should I call her?
That don't make any difference. But don't you dare forget.
I expect I'd better call her early.
Well, not too early. On Saturday, she generally stays in bed till almost noon.
Why don't you call her yourself, then?
Like I told you 10 million times, I'm going to be in Dwight, Mr. Emptyhead.
Yeah, but you'll be back for me.
Oh, well, where's my head now?
I guess you got the idea you're going to be away a week, kid.
Yeah, I get to go on trips so seldom it kind of puts me in a stew. This will be the first long trip I've had in heaven's knows when.
You don't call going to Dwight a long trip, do you?
It's long enough.
40 miles.
I'd hate to walk 40 miles.
Listen, does Miss Applewhite have to do anything in Dwight besides hand this man the deed to the house?
No.
Is she going to hand the man the deed and then turn the car around and start for home?
Yeah.
And you're leaving at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Prompt at 5.
Why, yes, to make sure you'll be home again before Governor you're out of bed.
Oh,
Mom, 40 miles is nothing in an automobile.
Maybe you think we're going to race out there 10,000 miles a minute.
Miss Applewhite probably won't drive any faster than 35 miles an hour. But even at that, you'll be back home by 7:30.
Oh!
It's the truth. In a car?
Yeah. 8 o'clock at the latest.
We'll be back here by 8 o'clock?
Well, if you go slow, you will. If my apparat steps on it a little, and she probably will, because there won't be anybody else on the hard road that early, you ought to be back around 6:45 or so.
Oh, but it's 40 miles both ways.
Yeah.
Makes 80 miles altogether.
Not quite, Mom. It's really only 37 miles to Dwight. 74 altogether.
And we can go 74 miles, leaving at 5 o'clock and get back by 8?
I could almost do it on my bicycle.
Well, I guess I better phone Miss Apple.
Why, kiddo?
I don't think she realizes. She thinks we're going to have to hurry like a house fire to get to Dwight and back by noon. Got lunches packed and everything. You fellas ain't fooling me about this, are you?
No.
You can actually drive all them 74 miles at nice, decent speed and be back by breakfast time?
Sure.
Well, I don't know.